So with redemption, the first question we ask is, what does redemption mean for the original hearers? That's our first question.
第一个问题,大家都记清楚,最初的听众,救赎人。
Then we'll go to the second question.
第二个问题是,
what do we need, why do we need spiritual redemption?
第二个问题就是为什么我们需要属灵的救赎?
Okay. So the second one is, why do we need spiritual redemption? Second question.
第二个问题再重复一下,为什么我们需要属灵的救赎?
And third question,
第三个问题,
who has provided our spiritual redemption?
谁为我们提供了属灵的救赎呢? 这是第三个问题。
Again, let me repeat, the third question is, who has provided our spiritual redemption?
第三个问题我们再重复一下,就是谁已经为我们预备了属灵的救赎?
We're looking at these three questions is so that we would grow in our love for what Christ has done to save us from our sins.
所以我们顺着这三个问题的次序来思考, 这样因着耶稣基督为救赎我们所赐的恩典,我们对他的爱里可以来成长。
Let's begin with the first question.
好,我们从第一个问题开始啊。
What does redemption mean for the original hearers?
对于最初的那些读者,听众来讲,救赎意味着什么?
Redemption, in Ephesians, the church here was primarily Gentiles, consisted of Gentile members.
大家知道,以弗所书最初的听众,受束人,他们主要是外邦人的信徒。
But yet, when Paul wrote Ephesians, he also is grounded in theology from the Old Testament.
但是当保罗写以弗所书的时候呢,他的神学,他的教导是根植于旧约的。
This word redemption would have been a word that Jews and Gentiles would have understood.
所以关于救赎这个概念呢,不管是外邦人还是犹太人,都能够有所了解,都能理解的。
And I think this word shows the richness of what Christ has done to save us from our sins.
所以救赎的这个概念呢,能帮助我们了解到基督工作的丰富。So
we ask first, what does it mean if you know your Old Testament? For Jewish ears, what does redemption mean?
就是大家可以想一想,如果我们了解旧约的话,对于有犹太背景的信徒来说,或者对旧约时代的圣徒来说,救赎到底意味着什么呢?
For the Jews, this would have been a term that they would have understood in everyday life.
对于旧约的以色列人,犹太人来说,救赎这个词和他们每天的生活都是息息相关的。
I want to look to Leviticus, turn to Leviticus to see how it's used in everyday life.
所以大家可以来到利未记,来看为什么救赎是和以色列人的生活每日相关。
Let's turn to Leviticus 27.
大家可以来到利未记的27章。
We're going to be looking at Leviticus 27, verse 19 and 20.
我们可以来看19到20这两节。
We're going to see this word used in everyday life.
可以看到它是和每日的生活相关的。It
says, if the one who consecrated should ever wish to redeem the field, then he should add one-fifth of your valuation price to it, so that it may pass to him. Yet if he will not redeem the field, but have sold the field to another man, it may no longer be redeemed.
19:20也给大家读一下,将地分别为圣的人,若定要把地赎回,他便要在你所估的价值以外,加上五分之一,地就准定归他。他若不赎回那地,或是将地卖给别人,就再不能赎了。
In this passage, it's used to describe about how do you purchase back fields.
所以,大家能看到, 在刚才读的这两节经文的语境当中呢,是和赎地有关的。
Want to give a little bit of background?
给大家介绍一下这两节经文的一些背景。You
guys know that I don't know much Chinese.
大家知道这个不是只是刚刚开始学习汉语。
Growing up in America, I'm ABC, American Born Chinese, so I lost a lot of, I don't know Mandarin that well.
在美国出生的华裔朋友,他对这个汉语还不是很熟悉。
So when I do read things about Chinese, it's often English translations.
所以他怎么了解汉语的文献呢？是通过英译本来了解。
Now the Jews had the same problem during Jesus' day.
啊，就是犹太人呢，其实在主耶稣生活的时代面临的问题呢，和吉米牧师刚才所提到的就有相似之处。
Some of the Jews outside of Jerusalem no longer knew how to speak Hebrew or read Hebrew.
啊，就是大家知道住在耶路撒冷之外的犹太人。其实他们可能没有不会读，甚至也不会说他们的母语希伯来语。
They were actually better in reading and talking in Greek outside of Jerusalem.
就耶路撒冷以外的那些人呢，可能他们的希腊文比他们的母语希伯来文更好。
So some of these Jews actually had to read a Greek translation of the Jewish Old Testament.
Septuagint.
Yes. 对。
就是，所以对他们。母语希腊那个希伯来母语不是很好，但是希腊文更好的这些犹太人呢，可能他们需要读旧约圣经的希腊文译本，就是有弟兄姐妹听说过那个七世士译本。
Yeah. So in light of this, the Greek translation here in verses of Leviticus actually used the word we saw earlier, redemption, in Ephesians 1:7.
所以为什么要提到这个旧约的希腊文译本呢？就是在旧约圣经的希腊文译本当中所描述。这两节经文所用救赎的这个词和我们刚才读过的以弗所书一章七节里面保罗用的那个救赎的词是同样的词。
So we see that the term is an economic term where people are describing purchasing things.
所以其实在我们刚才读的利未记的语境当中，这个词是和经济有关的，是和买卖啊这样的交易有关的。
But the term is also more, it gets more rich as we look at the Old Testament.
但是当我们查考旧约圣经更多经文的时候，我们会发现这个词啊，它有比我们刚才两节语经当中的更丰富的含义。
Let's turn Exodus chapter 13.
我们还可以回到出埃及记的十三章。
We're going to be looking at Exodus 13 verses 11 and 16.
如果大家看出埃及记十三章十一节到十六节的话。
We're looking at this passage here is to see how the term redemption becomes more developed as the Word of God unfolds.
就是大家能看到当上帝的圣言在救赎历史当中逐渐展开的时候，这个救赎这个词的含义有什么更加丰富的含义啊。
I'm going to read the whole thing, verses 11 to 16.
好，那大家可以看这个十一节到十六节啊。
It says, Now when the Lord brings you to the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and give it to you, you shall devote to the Lord the first offspring of every womb, and the first offspring of every beast that you own. The males belong to the Lord. But every first offspring of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. But if you did not redeem it, then you shall break its neck, and every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, Why? What is this? Then you shall say to him, With a powerful hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. It came about when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go that the Lord killed every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord the males, the first offspring of every womb, but every firstborn of my sons I redeem. So it shall serve as a sign on your hand and as a pair of phylacteries on your forehead, for with a powerful hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt.
好，我给大家来读这个十一到十六节。将来耶和华照他向你和你祖宗所起的誓，将你领进迦南人之地，把这地赐给你。那时你要将一切投生的，并牲畜中投生的，归给耶和华，公的都要属耶和华。凡头生的驴，你要用羊羔代赎；若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。凡你儿子中头生的，都要赎出来。日后你的儿子问你说：“这是什么意思？”你就说：“耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及为奴之家领出来。”那时法老几乎不容我们去，耶和华就把埃及地所有头生的。无论是人是牲畜都杀了，因此我把一切头生的公牲畜献给耶和华为祭，但将头生的儿子都赎出来，这要在你手上做记号，在你额上做经文，因为 耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来。
In the context, the Hebrews were actually in slavery in Egypt.
所以大家知道刚才读的这个经文的上下文里面呢，以色列人，希伯来人，是在埃及地，历史上曾经在埃及为奴之家的。
If you remember, Pharaoh hardened his heart and decided not to let the Hebrews go.
大家可能还都记得，法老的心刚硬，不让神的百姓去，不让以色列人离开埃及。
Finally, we get to the tenth miracle.
所以大家都知道，这个十灾哈是上帝大能的显明。
And God said, God is going to strike every firstborn in Egypt.
最后就是所有的头生的都被击杀哈，这个埃及人的。
But it's not just only firstborn son, but also firstborn animal also as well.
所以头生的范围不仅限于人的儿子，还包括牲畜。
The Jews, of course, were spared, them and their animals.
所以犹太人呢，其实是没有受到这样的伤害的。
But then, before they were about to leave, God gives them this command.
所以大家注意，当他们离开埃及之前的话呢，上帝赐下了这个我们刚才读过的这个诫命。
Every firstborn male and every firstborn animal should be devoted to the Lord, according to verse 12.
一切头生的公的呢，都要归给耶和华，都属耶和华。
And of course, that means if you look here also in verse 13, the idea then is the animal should have been killed already. The firstborn animal should have been killed. Sorry.
大家看十三节哈，你会发现其实这里面提到的动物呢，已经是被杀死的。
Even the donkey in verse 13.
即使是驴哈，这里面提到的。
Now for in that culture, a donkey would have been very important.
在当时的文化当中，其实驴是很重要的。
It would have been helpful for carrying things, for all kinds of things.
所以驴是重要的交通运输工具哈，在当时。
And they should have already been killed because of during this time, but God spared them.
Actually, it's not killed, but instead of killed the lamb, right?
I was going to say they're supposed to be killed, but then now we see a lamb takes its place.
说本来应该被杀的是驴哈，但其实呢，羊羔来代替驴被杀了。
Here you see the word redeem.
所以大家能看到十三节当中的这个代赎。
Where the lamb redeems the donkey.
所以羊羔来为驴代赎。
But if the lamb does not die for the donkey should die.
如果羊羔不替这个驴代赎呢，不替他死的，那驴就要死了。
There's a reason why this is given for the Hebrews.
所以这个赐下这个诫命给以色列人是有它的美意的。
Verses 14 and 16 give us the reason.
所以大家可以看十四节就解释的原因。
Is so that the Hebrews for generations would know that God delivered them out of slavery.
所以以色列人呢，不光是当时的那一代，而且接下来的世世代代都可以知道上帝在历史当中为他们所施行的救赎的作为。
And it's to remind them that God spared their firstborn son and all the firstborn animals as well.
所以是用什么来说明的呢？是用头生的被杀的这样的一个动物被杀的这样一个象征来说明这个道理的。
The donkey should have been killed, but something died in its place. The lamb died in its place.
本来是驴应该被杀但是羊羔站在驴的地位上被杀，代赎。
So now we see the term gets more rich than just economic purchase.
所以大家能看到，与刚才读过的利未记相比呢，在出埃及记十三章这个救赎这个词就有更丰富的含义了。
There is now an idea of substitute. You're paying something with a substitute.
这里面有一个代替的含义
So this is what the Jews would have understood when they hear the word redemption.
所以当有犹太背景的人，他们听到救赎这个词的时候，很容易就想到出埃及记十三章当中的教导和描述。
Again, the Old Testament points us towards Christ, but it's building the context, the background to understand.
所以大家都知道旧约是指向基督的，但是这个指向是紧紧的和旧约当中的背景结合在一起。
The Greeks would have the Gentiles would have understood the Greek word redemption also as well in their context.
当然希腊语读希腊译本呢，也能从语境当中来理解。
I've read some history books said that during this time period when Ephesians was written, probably a third of the Roman Empire were actually made of slaves.
在当时的历史背景当中呢，在罗马帝国统治的时期，在以弗所书成书的时期呢，大概有三分之一的人处于一个奴隶的一个状态当中。
Because there's so many slaves, they had Roman laws that say you can't just free any slaves. Just say, oh, I let you go.
根据罗马的法律呢，奴隶是不能随意被解放的。
So they have a way where you say if you want to free a slave, there's a certain thing you have to do. There's certain expectation.
如果要使一个奴隶变成自由人，必须要采取某些行动。
Again, the reason why is so that there won't be chaos in the Roman Empire.
这样的话呢，在罗马帝国的社会当中就不会引起混乱。
So these are for non-believing Romans or non-believing Gentiles.
也就是即使对没有信主的外邦人呢，他们也能理解到这个背景的。
If they want to free a slave, they take that slave.
如果要是使一个奴隶得自由呢
？They'll go to one of the temples of the gods or goddesses.
到罗马人所信的，他们所信诸神的那个殿宇当中啊。
And then they would have it where it's the gods that purchase. The slave to be now a slave for the gods.
就是这个奴隶呢，现在是被他们所信的那个神所买赎了，所以现在他是上帝的他们的神的奴隶了。
And because they're slave to the gods now, there are no man can buy him. He's free.
所以既然是神的奴隶呢，就没有人能够再去辖制他了。
But on paper, he's not free. He still remain a slave of the gods.
但是从字面的含义上来讲，他们还不是自由，但因为他们是神的奴隶。
So I think this actually is a very rich term.
所以我们能看到救赎这个包括跟奴隶相关的概念有很丰富的含义。
To see what the gospel to show the beauty of the glory of the gospel.
所以能帮我们看到福音哈是丰富它的荣美哈。
Let me summarize.
让我们再来总结一下。
Redemption means purchasing somebody.
救赎意味着买赎一些东西啊。
The idea of purchasing someone out of slavery.
是一些人或物呢，从被奴隶的状态当中被买赎出来。
Both in the Jewish context and in the Gentile context.
既适用于犹太的背景，也适用外邦人的文化和语境当中。
Remember, the Jewish context is to be free from slavery in Egypt.
所以犹太的背景呢，就是从埃及为奴的状态当中得自由。
And the Gentiles, that was just an everyday term, economic term in the marketplace of purchasing one out of slavery.
在外邦人的语境当中呢，也是每天市场上司空见惯的行动，奴隶得自由。
And yet the gospel used this term to describe what God has done.
但我们福音书当中使用这个词呢，是用来描述上帝的作为。
So let's now go to our second question.
所以我们这就带我们进入了第二个问题。
Our second question is, why do we need spiritual redemption?
第二个问题大家还记得内容哈，就是为什么我们需要属灵的救赎。
Let me say this again, the second question.
再复习一下第二个问题。
Why do we need spiritual redemption?
我们为什么需要属灵的救赎呢？
We're going to see four reasons.
我们会给大家列举四点理由。
Reason number one is because we are enslaved to sin.
第一点理由就是我们都是罪的奴仆。
Again, first reason is because we are enslaved to sin.
第一个理由我们再强调一下，就是我们都是罪的奴仆。
Let's turn with me to John chapter 8, verse 34.
大家可以来到约翰福音的第八章。
Again, John chapter 8, verse 34.
大家看34节，约翰福音八章34节。
Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin."
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
Here you see in the context Jesus is speaking.
大家能看主耶稣讲话的语境啊。
And he's very clear in what he says.
他讲得非常的清楚。
He says, if anyone sin, he's actually a slave of sin.
所有犯罪的，实际上他就是罪的奴仆。
So we see here that Jesus himself teaches that we're actually slave of sin.
所以根据主耶稣的教导，我们其实都是罪的奴仆。
We know this because everyone is a sinner.
我们知道这些，因为我们都承认我们都是罪人啊。
And if everyone's a sinner, that also reveals that we're actually slaves of sin.
我们都是罪人，这点其实就揭示出我们是罪的奴仆。
Let's also turn to Romans 7 verse 14.
大家请继续来到罗马书七章十四节。
Romans 7:14.
罗马书七章十四节。
It says, For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am a flesh sold into bondage to sin.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
This verse gives us more details of our slavery to sin.
这节经文就把我们是罪的奴仆的状态做了更加具体的描述。
Now remember, in the Roman culture, that during that time period, there were a lot of slaves.
大家知道当时罗马的帝国的社会背景当中是有很多很多的奴隶的。
Some of the slaves, the hired slaves, actually sometimes live better than the everyday citizen.
而且大家可能没有想到啊，就是有的奴隶的生活的水准呢，居然比这个公民的水准会更好。
For instance, during that time period, there were a lot of accountants were actually slaves of rich people.
就是有很多生活在富家的那个富人家庭当中的奴隶哈。
But they were the higher end, so they would be treated well. They'll live well.
所以他们的生活水准哈，就是水涨船高的意思，就是反而比有一些平民的生活更好。
So we have to ask, what kind, if sin is our if we're a slave of sin, what kind of master is sin to us?
所以大家可以借着这个背景来理解哈，如果我们是罪的奴仆的话，那这个主人罪到底是什么？
Is sin going to be a good master or a bad master?
所以这是一个非常良善的仆人呢，还是一个暴君式的仆人呢？
Here we see details in verse 14.
所以大家看十四节有一个细节的，很具体的。
That we're actually in bondage to sin.
我们是已经卖给罪了。
This is not the kind of slaves that live in the house and they could live an easy life.
这并不是一个可以过一个简单轻松生活的努力的描述。
But this is a master that decides to have us in bondage.
这是一个这个主人呢是确实要捆绑奴隶的捆绑他自己的奴隶的这样一个主人。
So here it is, we see that it is not a good thing to be a slave of sin.
所以大家能看到做罪的奴仆绝对不是好玩的。
By the way, as we live our life, do we not see that there's bad consequences for sin?
所以如果一旦是做罪的奴仆，一旦犯罪的话，那有很糟糕的结果呀。
Look with me also in Romans 6 verse 17.
所以大家可以看上文六章的十七节。
Here again, it indicates we're a slave of sin.
所以能看出哈，其中也是提到了罪的奴仆这个表述。
It says, but thanks be to God that though you were slave of sin, you became obedient from the heart to the form of teaching which you were committed.
保罗这里面写到，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Here it shows before we're Christian, it states clear that we were slaves of sin.
再次强调了，我们过去是罪的奴仆。
So the first reason why we need spiritual redemption is because we're slave of sin.
大家回到刚才那几点理由哈。第一点，为什么我们需要属灵的救赎呢？因为我们是罪的奴仆。
Let's go to the second reason.
那我们再听第二个理由。
We are enslaved to false gods. Before Christ, we were enslaved to false gods.
因为我们是假神的奴仆。
So the second reason is why we need spiritual redemption is we are enslaved to false gods.
第二点理由我们再强调一下，我们是假神的奴仆。
Turn with me to Galatians chapter 4.
大家可以来到加拉太书的四章。
We'll be looking at Galatians 4 verse 8.
大家来看加拉太书四章八节。
It says, however, at that time, when you did not know God, you were slave to those which by nature are no gods.
但从前你们不认识神的时候， 是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Here we indicate that before we were slaves to those things that were not God's.
所以大家能看到，哦，过去呢，我们是谁的奴仆？是做那些不是真神的。
By the way, some of us might say, oh, we never had any idols in our life. We never had anything you bowed down at home, an altar.
大家可能会觉得，哦，我从来没有拜过偶像啊，家里面没有那些很具体的实体的那些偶像啊。
But everyone before Christ actually have an idol in our heart.
但是大家都知道，我们在得蒙救赎之前，被主耶稣基督救赎之前，我们心中其实是都有偶像的。
Anything that we have above God is an idol.
所以任何事情，如果我们把它看得过重，过于比神更重要的时候，它就成为我们的偶像。
For some, it's the idea of getting more materials or getting more riches.
对于有些人来说，偶像就意味着呢，拥有更多的物质，或者变得更富有，赚更多的钱。
And for some, it is the idea of a relationship is above God.
有些人呢，把关系看得比上帝更重要，这个也是他的偶像。
So we see here that we are, second reason is we are enslaved to false gods.
所以第二点理由呢，就是我们是假神的奴仆。
Let's go to the third reason.
那第三点原因是什么呢？
We are enslaved to physical corruption of our body.
所以我们是一个在生理上朽坏的身体的奴仆。
Okay. Let me say again, reason number three.
大家可以继续思考第三点的理由啊。
We are enslaved to physical corruption of our body.
所以我们的身体是物质的身体，是一个朽坏的身体。我们也是这个身体的奴仆。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 21.
所以大家可以来到罗马书八章二十一节。
We're turning here to show that we are actually enslaved to physical corruption of our body.
大家能看到我们朽坏的肉体，我们也是在奴役的状态中。
It says that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
这里面保罗写道，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Here reveals that God's creation at this time is enslaved to corruption.
所以大家看到这里面受造之物呢，仍然是受辖制的，是受败坏的辖制的。
Creation involves everything that exists that is not God.
大家能想到受造之物是什么呢？是所有的上帝之外的。
Do we not see that the world is not perfect?
所以大家能看到世界并不完美。
That is because the world is enslaved to corruption, according to verse 21.
因为世界也受败坏的辖制。
And by the way, that also includes our physical bodies.
我们肉身就是我们这个身体哈，也是包括在其中的。
We're enslaved to the corruption, of our body.
所以我们身体也是受败坏的辖制。
Look with me also in verse 23.
大家可以看二十三节。
It says, and not only this, but we also ourselves, having the first fruit of the Spirit, even as we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as son, the redemption of our body.
不但如此。就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得到儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
As we get older, do we not see our body is getting it gets more difficult?
所以大家随着年龄的增长，可能大家有体会，就是我们身体不像以前那么健康有力了。
You might look back and say, "Oh, when I was 20, I was very strong."
就想好汉不提当年勇哈，二十年前。
But we see here, we know as our body gets older, we say, oh wait, we're looking forward to the redemption of our bodies.
但是大家可以换一个角度来面对我们身体衰老的状况，我们是在盼望一个将要得赎的那个身体。
But we see here also that our redemption of our physical body involves spiritual redemption first.
大家能够想到身体得赎呢？首先涉及到的是我们灵魂的得救啊，属灵上的得赎。
This is the third reason why we need spiritual redemption.
这就是我们为什么需要属灵的救赎的第三个理由。
Let's go to the fourth reason.
那我第四个理由是什么呢？
Fourth reason is because the wages of sin is death.
第四个理由就是罪的工价乃是死。
Let's look at Romans 6:23.
所以大家请来到罗马书六章的二十三节。
It says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗在这里写到罗马书六章二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Here in this verse, it shows that sin has consequences.
大家能看到罪是有结果的。
And ultimately, it leads to death.
它最终的结果是招致死亡。
Some people in the moment might say, some people when they're unbelieving in the moment say, oh, I want sin to be my master. I love sin.
所以有些没有信主的人可能会暂时的会想，我喜欢罪啊，我喜欢罪做我的主人啊。
Why do I need to be redeemed then?
我为什么需要被救赎呢？你想救我，我还不愿意被救呢。有些人会这样想。
But then verse 23 indicates the wages of sin is death.
但是保罗在罗马书六章二十三节说的是非常严肃的，罪的工价乃是死亡。
Again, the wages of sin is death.
所以强调一下，罪的工价乃是死亡。
Every one of us, no matter how accomplished in life will be, we will all one day die.
所以不管在今生今世有多么风光，取得了多么显赫的成就，最终要面对死亡。
We will face God.
我们也要面对上帝。
And we'll be called accountable for the life that we live.
我们要就今生今世所做的一切向上帝交账的。
But of course, we could never do enough good things to earn our way to heaven.
但是不管我们做的有多努力多好，我们都不可能为自己赢得一个能够进入天家的这样的工价哈。
Because even if you try to do what is good, listen, sometimes we do what is right, but with a wrong motive.
大家注意，我们有的时候做的是正确的事，但是是用错误的动机。
We say, someone say, what you do in church is very, very good.
所以大家有时候看，哇，在教会里做这么多热心的服事，这多好啊。
You say, no, God gets the glory.
以后我们可能回答，哦，不，上帝得荣耀。
But then when you're doing that, you're actually saying, please tell me more about myself.
所以大家看到，其实内心里说，再多对我说几次这样的话。
We can't save ourselves by our own good works.
所以我们不可能靠着自己的善行来救我们自己的。
And yet we know the penalty is great for sin.
大家知道罪的刑罚是非常的严厉的。
And as we live life, we discover that sin is a horrible master.
所以大家更多的思考就会发现罪是非常恐怖的一件事。
Sin is an abusive master.
它实是一个十足的暴君啊，就是。
And as we live our life, we say, I want to be free from the shackles of sin controlling my life.
所以我们其实内心能发出这样的呼吁，就是我愿意脱离罪的辖制啊。
And eventually we cry out, Who can save me from the slavery of sin?
就像保罗那样说，谁能救我脱离了取死的身体？谁能救我脱离罪的辖制呢？
Which leads to the third question.
就进入今天的第三个问题了。
Who has provided our spiritual redemption?
谁已经为我们预备了属灵的救赎呢？
Again, who has provided our spiritual redemption?
大家想，到底是谁为我们预备了属灵的救赎呢？
In the Old Testament, it indicates that God will be our redeemer.
从旧约中就能看到上帝是我们的救赎主。
Turn with me to Psalm 130, verse 8.
大家看诗篇的三十一篇第八节哈。
Again, Psalm 130, verse 8.
13,
right? Psalms 130.
Verse 8.
Verse 8 is talking about God.
这是讲到上帝的。
It says, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
这里面诗篇一百三十篇第八节，作者写道，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Here you see the word redeem.
所以大家能看到救赎这两个字啊。
And here we see God is redeeming Israel from all his iniquities.
这里面写到上帝救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
If you were to be Jewish, you would have known the Old Testament history.
大家知道从犹太人的角度看，他是知道啊旧约的历史的。
You would have known that God was a great redeemer from their forefathers from the land of Egypt.
所以从上帝救赎他们的祖先脱离埃及地为奴之家，就能看出上帝是大有能力的救赎主。
If you're Jewish, if you read this, wait, God is redeeming Israel, you would have been amazed, like, whoa, God is going to do a second great big miracle.
所以以色列人可能会有这样的期待，他既然在我们祖先的历史上做成那样伟大救赎之功，他会第二次再做这样的同样的事情，神迹啊！这是。
But this time it's not physical slavery they're free from; it is spiritual from iniquity, from our sin.
所以大家知道，的确会有第二次，但是与第一次不同的是，第二次是属灵的救赎，救我们脱离罪的辖制。
So it will be God that's going to be our redeemer.
所以上帝仍然是我们的救赎主。
But we could also be more specific of which member of the Trinity is our Redeemer.
我们可以更加具体的知道在三一真神当中哪一个位格是我们的救赎主。
Let's turn to Ephesians 1:7.
所以我们再次回到以弗所书一章七节。
Ephesians 1:7 is of course talking about Christ.
以弗所书一章七节是谈论主基督的。
Of course, it is the theme verse of our retreat.
这是我们这次的退休会的主题经文啊。
But now with this background, let's read and see the riches of His grace.
所以通过刚才背景的介绍，大家能够更多的体会这个他恩典的丰富。
It says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches." Of His grace,
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So you see, Christ is our redeemer.
所以能看到基督是我们的救赎主。
And Christ, notice it says here, the riches of His grace.
所以能看到他的恩典是何等丰富。
He has enough grace to purchase us from our slavery, from what we're enslaved to.
所以他能够用他丰富的恩典，把我们从被罪奴役的状态当中救赎出来。
Again, remember, redeeming is an economic terminology.
所以大家还记得刚才我们旧约的背景提到了救赎是和经济交易有关的。
And here it says he purchases out of the riches of his grace.
他救赎了我们，其实是照他丰富的恩典。
What does his riches look like?
这个丰富的恩典的丰富具体体现在哪些方面呢？
It is not the riches of the world.
并不是说世界的那些富足。
Christ didn't have fancy boats or fancy houses.
主耶稣并不是像今天的土豪那样有很多的地或者是房屋在世上生活的时候。
In fact, humanly speaking, when you look at him when he first came on earth, you would say he was a very poor man.
所以从人的角度上来看主耶稣基督的一生，你会发现他其实是贫穷。
He had no house.
他没有自己的产业。
He didn't even rent a place.
甚至没有rent.
Yeah, rent.
其实他是没有租过房子。
At times he had to rely on people's house to stay for the night.
他施工的时候他其实是需要住别人的房子的。
But sometimes the Son of Man is like a fox sleeping outside.
所以大家能想到主耶稣说的话，说飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞，人子却没有枕头的地方。他就像有时候像要住在这个。住在没有房子的地方。
Yet he was rich,
但是他却是非常的丰富。
He was rich with grace.
他有丰富的恩典。
He was so rich with his grace towards us that he went on the cross and died for our sins.
所以他丰富的恩典就展现在他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
To take the penalty for our sins.
是为我们担当了我们的刑罚。
And paid for the guilt that we all deserve.
就是为我们本来受的刑罚，应该我们受的刑罚，他付上了代价。
So now he purchased us.
所以他买赎了我们。
He redeemed us from false gods.
把我们从假神的奴役当中救赎出来。
Look with me in Romans 6:22.
我们再回到罗马书六章的二十五节。
We're looking there to see how he redeemed us from false gods.
这里面看到。
He redeemed us away from false gods.
Sorry, which verse?
Oh, Romans 6:22.
Oh, 22. 罗马6章的22节, huh?
But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Notice now, we are now enslaved to God.
现在我们是神的奴仆。
And of course, if we're enslaved to God, that means we're no longer slaves to false gods.
就意味着我们再也不做假神的奴仆了。Christ
redeemed us, He purchased us.
基督救赎了我们。
And therefore, He leads us to the living God.
所以他带领我们归向又真又活的永生上帝。Now,
I want to be careful in our theology at this point.
我们大家在思考相关的神学问题的时候，特别要小心仔细。Remember,
false gods are not real gods at all. They're not real.
因为我们虽然用假神这个词，但是大家知道他们其实根本不是神。
So it isn't as if Jesus went to the idols and said, I'll buy you, let's exchange money. That didn't happen like that.
所以并没有这样的交易哈, 就耶稣到假神面前跟你说, 我把他卖, 从你那儿买回来了, 不是这样的。
Because they're not real, they're just idols. They're just...
因为他们只是偶像, 并不是真正的。
But the analogy is the Son going to the Father.
所以这个类比的重点其实是什么呢? 是
It's probably like the analogy of a slave that has been abused.
这个可能跟这个奴隶当中是受，用一个这个比喻呢，跟受虐待的奴隶有关。And
nobody wants us anymore.
就是再也没人要用这样的奴隶了。And
now the Redeemer comes go to the courts to purchase us to be free.
更接近的一个比喻就是到法庭那儿。
Okay, so it's not Christ paying to demons or anything else. It's Christ going to the Father, like court, to purchase us.
所以并不是耶稣基督把赎价交给了假神，而是他直接来到天父面前为我们做成救赎之恩。
Because Christ has redeemed us, that also means we're redeemed from the power of death.
基督救赎我们，也意味着我们从死的权势当中得蒙救赎。
Turn with me to Hosea, chapter 13. Hosea 13.
13章, 何西阿书, 13章.
We're going to be looking at Hosea 13, verse 14.
大家来看何西阿书13章的14节。
It says, Shall I... Ransom them from the power of Sheol, shall redeem them from death. O death, where are your thorns? O Sheol, where's your sting? Compassion will be hidden from my
sight.
This verse describes God's victory over death. Later, 1 Corinthians 15 will quote this verse.
所以大家知道哥林多前书15章其实引用的就是这个经文。
To say that God has victory over death, or Christ has victory over death.
所以上帝,基督是胜过死亡的。
And therefore, as Christians, we will have a future resurrected body.
所以作为我们信徒来讲,我们盼望未来,我们是有一个复活的身体的。
So He's purchased us to give us a physical resurrected body one day.
他救赎了我们，也应许我们是要身体复活，有一天，这个是应许是必定实现的。Jesus
provided redemption in the sense of redeeming us from the curse of the law.
基督救赎我们是从律法的咒诅当中来救赎我们。Turn
with me to Galatians 3:13.
大家。 来到加拉太书3章13节 加拉太书3章13节
Galatians 3:13 Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。
Here we see, in the Chinese, does it say, hang from a tree? A tree?
Just wood.
Wood.
Wood. No,
okay.
That's, okay. 就是其实用其他的版本能看到这个树哈，但是我们这个中文译本只是挂在木头上。
I think there is richness to the term tree.
如果大家看有 ESV 译本的话，它用的是这个树 tree 哈，能看到它丰富的含义。
If you remember the beginning of the story, if you remember in the beginning of the Bible, there were two trees.
所以大家记得创世纪开头的时候是不是提到了两种树啊？
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
一个是分辨善恶树。
And the tree of life.
一个是生命树，对吗？
We know that the fruit of the tree of good and evil was taken, and therefore people were cursed.
所以因为他们亚当夏娃吃了分辨善恶树上的果子，所以遭受了咒诅。
God kicked out all the people.So they won't take the tree of life.
所以像死后呢，上帝就禁止他们来碰，这个生命树上的果子。
Later in Revelation, you'll see the tree of life.
但是如果你来到启示录呢，你又会发现生命树上的果子。
In a new heaven, new earth, there will be the tree of life there.
在新天新地当中呢，还是有生命树和它的果子呢。
But before these two trees, there's another tree in the middle of this.
所以大家看在。分辨善恶树和新天新地当中的生命树中间呢，还有一棵树。
It is the cross.
这个树就是十字架。
It is the cross where both trees come together.
在十字架上，这两种树汇合在一起了。
The curse.
咒诅。
And also life.
和生命。
Christ took the curse.
基督为我们受了咒诅。
He died.
他死了。
And last night we saw he faced the full wrath of God.Or he endured the full wrath of God.
他面对的是上帝的愤怒。
And yet, why did he do that? Or why did he endure all that?
大家可以想一下，为什么要忍受上帝的愤怒呢？
It's to bless us and to give us life.
是为了要祝福我们，要赐我们生命。
So he's redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
As it says, he redeemed us from the curse of the law.
救赎我们脱离了律法的咒诅。
And this should move us in our life.
这个应该是大家听到这就知道我们生命应该为之感动的。
He redeemed us with his own life.
他以自己的生命来救赎了我们。
He hanged on the cross himself.
他自己被挂在十字架上。
And that is very precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
Turn with me also to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18.
大家可以来到彼得前书一章十八节。
1 Peter 1:18. It says, "Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile ways of life.Inherited from your forefather. Verse 19, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
大家看彼得前书一章十八到十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银的物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Here we see.That what how valuable is what Christ purchased us with.
所以大家能看到基督的主基督的救赎是何等的宝贵啊。
People in this world value silver and gold.
所以这世界人看重的就是金银之类的物啊。
But yet there's something more precious than that when Christ redeemed us.
但是大家从主耶稣对我们的救赎之功就能看到有什么是比金银更宝贵的。
We see in verse 19 is the precious blood of Christ.
是基督的。
It cost his own life to redeem us from the curse of the law.
基督救我们赎出律法的咒诅是付上他整个的生命作为代价。
It cost his own blood. It cost all of his blood to say that to move us no longer a slave of sin, but now a slave of God.
基督为我们流出他全部的生命的宝血，是让我们不再做罪的奴仆，而让我们做永活上帝的奴仆。
And like in the Greek culture, being a slave of God means we're truly now free.
其实在希腊的文化当中，人们也可以理解到，做神的奴仆呢，就是做一个真实的人，一个自由的人。
What a great Savior.
我们所拥有的是何等伟大的救主。
What a great Redeemer.
何等伟大的救赎主。
To consider what Christ has done for us.
所以大家仔细的来思想，基督为我们成就的是何等的救恩啊。
I believe the gospel is like a diamond ring.
所以大家知道这个福音呢就好像和钻戒一样。
When you look at a diamond ring, isn't there many sides to it?
所以大家想这个钻戒是不是可以从不同的角度来看它呢？
There we see the gospel is like that.
福音也是这样的。
We see yet last night propitiation.
昨天是从挽回祭的角度来看福音啊。
We marvel at the silence of Christ.
我们大家还记得基督的沉默。
We marvel at the darkness in the glory of God in the cross.
大家知道在十字架上的时候伴随着这个全地的这个黑暗啊。
But we also see the richness of our redemption.
大家你今天也看到了救恩的丰富。
To know that Christ purchased us with his very own blood.
是基督以他的极宝贵的他的宝血来买赎了我们救赎了我们。
And our first application must always be to worship him.
所以随之而来的第一个应用就是我们理当敬拜他。
To love him.
来爱他。
To surrender to him.
是将我们生命的主权完全交给他。
To say that you love me so much is why I love you.
我们向主表达感谢哈，这样爱我们，我们也愿意来爱你。
And to let the beauty of His grace, the glory of His grace, move us to say, I will repent of my sins and surrender to you.
所以因着上帝的伟大，他的恩典，我们也可以说我们在你面前愿意悔改，我们愿意更加的降服。
Let us close in a word of prayer.
好，我们一起来结束祷告。
Dear God, thank you so much for the doctrine of redemption.
我们亲爱的上帝，我们非常的感谢你，因着你给我们的救赎的教导。
Thank you for the riches of your grace directed towards us.
感谢您赐给我们的丰富的恩典。
I pray, Lord, that this last hour we would have loved you more as a result of seeing your word.
我们向你呼吁，恳求你。继续的在我们生命中工作，因着你的恩典，我们能更多的爱你。
Give us godly conversation in the small group.
保守我们小组中的谈话，使我们能够有敬虔的谈话。
And may our heart of worship continue even in our fellowship. In Jesus' name we pray.
使我们在谈话当中，我们仍然可以来保持对你的敬拜。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.